going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning and happy New Year's Eve. Welcome to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor of Saints Joachim and Ann Parishes, serving the communities of Elizabeth, Glassport, Portview, Lincoln, and Liberty Boroughs. And it's New Year's Eve, and I'm really honored to end this year of 2023 to bring in a very special program that's very near and dear to my heart. We're talking about the St. Anthony School Program, and I want to thank our generous sponsors of Catholic Education Plus, especially throughout the whole year, Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. And our Superintendent of Catholic Schools, Michelle Peduto, is with us in studio. And I want to welcome Corinne McMillan. She is the Director of Special Education for the St. Anthony School Programs. Corinne and Michelle, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Good morning, Father.
Good morning, Father.
And Happy New Year's Eve.
Thank you.
We've
you too.
We've got a big weekend. Yeah. The ball will be dropping coming up at the stroke of midnight, and we welcome 2024. It's hard to believe another year has passed with us and how quick, and we're getting ready to start for 2024. Corinne, in a nutshell, the St. Anthony Kids Program is an inclusive educational set of programs for students as young as 5 all the way up to 21 years old for those with special needs. And one of the unique and special components of the St. Anthony Kids Program, how it works through integration, how it operates within our schools, elementary schools, high schools, and secondary institutions. So in a nutshell, give us what is the St. Anthony School Program?
Thanks again, Father, for having me on your show. I really love talking about St. Anthony's and all the things we do to support students. St. Anthony's originally began in Oakmont in 1921 as an orphanage for children with special needs. Then in 1953, we became a school for children with special needs, and we were still located in Oakmont. About 30 years later, in the 1980s and 90s, we expanded our mission into select Catholic elementary schools, and our very first elementary program was in what is now called Ave Maria Academy. It was formerly St. Thomas More. Mm-hmm. Our Oakmont campus closed at that time. Also in the late 1980s, we also developed our post-secondary program on the campus of Duquesne University, where our older students continue their high school education, focusing on life skills and real-world skills. Our enrollment has remained steady over the years with about 105 to 110 students across all of our partner schools. We are careful to be able to offer low staff and student ratios so that we can provide for the needs of our students. We have, over the past few years, like most schools, struggled with supporting our students with enough staff, such as paraprofessionals and special education teachers, but we're still going strong and supporting children with special needs the best that we can. The students, in response to what we are and what we're about. You know, we support students who may need some additional programming and services that they might not normally get. Our students that have needs that may include moderate to significant academic modifications. They might have communication challenges as well as some social needs. Students are supported through the St. Anthony programs, have a range of needs and disabilities such as autism, Down syndrome, intellectual disabilities, and more significant learning disabilities.
And I, as a priest for 22 years, I remember as a seminarian going on the campus of Duquesne University, seeing the St. Anthony kids on the campus at Duquesne. And it's wonderful that they experience the campus life just like everybody else does. And that's the most important thing is inclusion, that they're in them. And they're also in the elementary and the high schools, too, here in Pittsburgh. And I was chaplain for St. Anthony's for many, many years. And you and I go way back. You've been on this show several times. Yes. And just it's very near and dear to my heart. Which schools have the St. Anthony Kids program from the elementary schools through high schools?
Okay, yeah. So we currently have comprehensive programs in 7 partner schools in the diocese. Mm. We have 4 elementary schools and 3 high schools. And as I mentioned, at Duquesne University on the campus there. Our elementary schools are Ave Maria Academy, as I mentioned, as well as Blessed Trinity Academy, St. Therese Elementary School in Munhall, and Mary of Nazareth School in White Oak. Our high schools are Bishop Canavan High School, Sarah Catholic, and North Catholic High Schools.
And I'm now the pastor over in Elizabeth, Portview, Lincoln, and Liberty Borough, so I'll be going to Mary of Nazareth School, and Sarah Catholic will be right down the road from me, so I'll get to see the St. Anthony kids in both of those schools. I'm looking forward to
Yes, that'll be wonderful. Come visit us.
Absolutely.
Anytime. I did want to share that most recently we've expanded our reach into a few other schools. Hmm. We've developed what's called the St. Anthony Extension Grant Opportunity for Diocese Schools. In 2022, with the support of the Church Alive Committee, St. Anthony's was able to award grants to 3 schools to help fund their efforts to support students with special needs in their schools. Our grant recipients are Sacred Heart Elementary School, Our Lady of Fatima Elementary School, mm-hmm. and Bishop Canavan. We're excited about this new grant program and look forward to being able to offer additional assistance to current diocese schools so that they can welcome more students with learning differences and special needs and keep these students in their community Catholic schools with their family and friends.
So this grant will help entice more families to take every opportunity to get more assistance.
Yes,
needed.
Yes. These grants can help the schools grants. Build their capacity to Great. Support and welcome students with special needs.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Now, you have a customized school plan for each child. Can you tell our listeners how does that work and what does it all entail?
Sure. Each of our students have individualized education plans, or IEPs, which are similar to what students would have if they were enrolled in a public school. However, our plans are customized to our students as well as to our program and the services that we offer. We have annual IEP team meetings with parents, teachers, principals, and any other relevant professionals to have a quality discussion on their children's needs and their development, and we discuss the identified goals in the IEP.
Now, these customized plans are just part program, but there's also special services, there's arts, there's other things. So many partner organizations that really support and enrich the lives of our students. Can you tell our listeners about that?
Sure, yes. There are so many special services and activities that we offer and support. We partner with 2 wonderful therapy organizations called Therapy Works and Fine Arts Miracles. Through our partnership with them, we are able to offer a variety of therapies for our students, such as speech therapy, occupational therapy, music and art therapy, as well as social robotics therapy.
Wow. So get the arts and the sciences mixed together.
That's right.
Great.
Yes.
And I want to bring Michelle Peduto in, our superintendent of schools here in the Diocese of Pittsburgh. Michelle, what kind of feedback are you receiving about the St. Anthony programs from the families, the teachers, and also in the community?
We continually get positive feedback because this is such an important program for our schools. Our only wish is that we could have it in every school, of course. But I get so many comments from teachers and principals who just are thrilled to have the program in the school. We're thrilled to have the children to be able to have the children in our schools. And we think that so exemplifies what Christ would want us to do. It is part of our mission, and we're so grateful to Corinne. Corinne also helps us out by serving on our leadership team. So even though there are schools that are not participating in the extension or in the program formally, she is there to help consult with things that may come up in all of our Catholic schools, and we're grateful for her participation in that way.
When I was chaplain for St. Anthony, I would always go to the major fundraiser, the big dinner.
Yes.
And I always enjoyed seeing the videos. Every year was a different video, and seeing all the children in action at their schools. They're always smiling. There's so much joy. And then to have the kids line up with their parents and family members at the dinner, and then interact with the supporters. It's just so full of love, so full of life, and they're always smiling. And it just brings joy to my heart that we have such a wonderful program like St. Anthony's here in the Diocese of Pittsburgh, that the kids are now inclusion. They're in the classrooms, and then they interact with the students in elementary, in high school, and also at Duquesne. So we're not separating them. Corinne, what do you hear from the parents to have this wonderful opportunity?
We hear a lot of feedback from parents and teachers and principals. You know, by and large, it is a, you know, wonderful program with services that meet the needs of students and also allow them to build in their faith formation at the same time. So, you know, really that combination is a wonderful combination and one that is impactful across all settings. And we, you know, really have some thankful families and some principals and teachers, as Michelle said. So it's a great collaborative effort on everyone's part.
And Michelle, do you see with the faculty and the principals to be on board to welcome the students into their classrooms?
100%. 100%. They're on board. But I also want to point out that this is not something that's offered in every diocese across the country, and we are frequently called by other superintendents. How did you get this started? How can we get this started? This is very unique. There's only there's a couple that are a little bit different than St. Anthony's throughout the country, but this is a very unique thing to the Diocese of Pittsburgh.
So not every diocese offers this, so we can count Diocese of Pittsburgh to be a good mark for that.
Absolutely.
That's a great credit to our bishop and the pastors, the principals, the teachers, and the parents, and the supporters to do that, to offer this. And it really, in being a product of Catholic education in my own life and my family, I think it's kudos to everybody that makes this all possible. Well, we have lots more to talk about. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. We'll be back in a moment. And welcome back to Catholic Education Plus on this New Year's Eve. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor at St. Joachim and Ann Parish and Elizabeth, Glassport, Portview, Lincoln, and Liberty Boroughs. And on this New Year's Eve morning, I want to welcome back Corinne McMillan, who is the Director of Special Education of the St. Anthony programs here in the Diocese of Pittsburgh, and also Michelle Peduto, our Superintendent of Catholic Schools, is in studio with us. And before we get back into the second half segment, I want to thank our generous sponsors of this program, Sam and Judy Spanos and the Diocese of Pittsburgh. And Corinne, as we were continuing our discussion, you talk to anyone, the kids in the program, students, the teachers who attend the schools where the St. Anthony kids are located throughout the diocese. They'll tell you that the integration that we highlight a little bit in the first segment of the faith and the love is really important. Relationships develop between all the students, the families. The St. Anthony kids are doing the fun interactive things, the pep rallies, the fundraisers, worship, just like everything that the other students do. And they're bringing this all together as the body of Christ. And Corinne, I'm sure that you receive a lot of amazing feedback about this. Can you elaborate a little bit more about that?
Yeah, sure. We do, Father, all the time. We hear some awesome feedback from our colleagues in the diocese as well as families. It's absolutely amazing to see how our students are included and accepted in all aspects of their school day and beyond, truly. We are always looking and thinking about ways to enhance inclusive programming in our schools. We do have some formal organized activities that kind of foster inclusion such as what we call Circle of Friends at our high schools. All three of our high schools have what's called a social group called Circle of Friends, where kids meet regularly, and that's both general education students and the St. Anthony students, and they socialize, they play games, they develop fundraisers together for the school. So it's a wonderful, inclusive program. We've also recently designed and developed a couple different cafes in two of our high schools, at Sarah Catholic High School and at Bishop Canavan. We have these cafes where our students help sell coffee, snacks, smoothies to the entire student bodies, and everyone comes for a snack or a drink, and it's a wonderful experience for everyone. So it helps our students work on communication skills, social skills, as well as money management skills, and really all the while by making friends and having some fun. I did want to add, too, some of our students, actually a lot of our students, participate in the many sports and activities that our diocese schools offer. We currently have students on cheerleading teams, basketball teams, in the bands, in the school plays, and musicals. We even have students that are altar servers and Eucharistic ministers and serve during our school masses.
Great.
So we're really involved in all aspects of
so
the school.
They just participate like the other kids do, too.
Absolutely.
All the activities, yeah. Inside and outside the classroom.
Mm-hmm. They have to practice and attend practices and rehearsals and things like that, like everyone. And mm-hmm. It's a wonderful way to build friendships and include everyone.
Now, I'm a coffee lover, so
yes.
You just struck a big chord with me with the mm-hmm. coffee. And when I go over to Sarah Catholic, I'm going to definitely have to check out this coffee
yes.
shop they have over there.
And also, too, at Bishop Canavan, which is right next door. Betsy's place is open around 7:30 every morning.
Oh, good.
To about
7:50.
You have about a 20 to 25 minute window.
That's
to
great.
Get something.
Your little coffee baristas.
Yes, absolutely. And smoothies too. Smoothies are the big hit at Bishop
Kidd
High School.
Smoothies,
they love the smoothies too. So.
Oh, you're making me hungry and thirsty for that. Now, the St. Anthony Kids also works with the families outside the classroom environment to help them ready for the future beyond school. Tell our listeners a little bit about what does this piece of the program, because it's not just when they're in school, those 8 hours, but outside, which is important.
Yes, absolutely. So a unique component of our program is that we do focus on some vocational skill development, particularly at the high school level and at our program at Duquesne. Our students regularly attend various sites such as restaurants, libraries, grocery stores, where we focus on work skills and help prepare them for life after high school. Additionally, we work with families on securing the needed supports to assist them and with their child as they get ready to graduate, such as obtaining what's called a supports coordinator with the county, whether that be Allegheny County or Butler County, whatever county they live in, and connect them with the right people to assist them with any type of education after graduation, such as a disability coordinator at a particular college.
Now, you've been with the St. Anthony's organization for several years. What's your favorite aspect about this program? What kind of gets you charged to do what you do? Because it's such an important ministry.
Yes, it is. And there's so many favorite aspects that I do have with the program. The main one is really how our children integrate their faith formation mm-hmm. throughout the school day. And it's really powerful and impactful when you see children that might not be able to speak or might not be able to read as well as others or communicate, but yet they can pray and they can serve at Mass and really serve God. And I think that's really impactful in so many ways for them and for the students and the people around them. It's a very, very powerful thing. That's one of my favorite things. Recently, my programs that we've developed is at what's called the Unified Indoor Bocce Team at North Catholic High School. And that's made possible through the Special Olympics Unified Sports Program, as well as the staff at St. Anthony's and North Catholic. This is where the bocce team is comprised of both St. Anthony students and general education students, and they're going to compete and play against other unified teams in Butler County, including like Mars School District, Montauk School District, those ones around in Butler. This is a wonderful, inclusive sports program that promotes not only inclusion, but also advocacy, leadership, and lasting friendships. So I'm really thrilled to be a part of that development and design, and I really look forward to seeing that grow at North Catholic as well as into our other two high schools. So it's really a great thing. So I'm looking forward to that.
That's great. I did a wedding back in October at Immaculate Conception Church in Irwin. good friends of mine, the bride and the groom. This gentleman came up to me. He works with the groom, and he's a product of St. Anthony's. And he said, "I remember you, Father Tom, at the St. Anthony's dinners, and mm-hmm. you were a chaplain there." He remembered, and I just smiled. I said, yeah. "That's what we're all about." And here he is. He's working in a community and working and providing for himself. And I just think that's why we do what we do.
Yes, you know, truly.
And very good success stories for that. Mm-hmm. For our listeners who are want to get more information, and tell the people how they can help out or to get more information about St. Anthony's.
Okay. Just like other diocese schools, we are a tuition-based program. We've been very fortunate to be able to offer to about 75% of our families, offer them scholarships to assist with tuition costs. And we do this through donations, major donors, fundraisers, and other special programs that we work through. But if anyone is interested in our programs and would like to contact me, they certainly can. They can email me. My email and information is on our website. They can also visit our website for more information about who we are and all the programs and services that we have to offer. I welcome anyone, you know, any phone call or email, and I get back to people who are interested, whether it's enrollment or any other information about us.
And Michelle Perduto, I always get the last word. Your final thoughts about St. Anthony's?
The way we understand each other is to live and work together. And so when we have the St. Anthony's programs in our schools, our children, both from the St. Anthony's program and the high schools or elementary schools, are allowed to sort of live and work together to understand the differences are not important. That it's the human being inside, and that's what Jesus tells us consistently throughout the Gospels, to welcome and love everyone. And so I love this program with all I have. I think it's just such an opportunity for our students in a world where we constantly enhance the differences, and we have differences of opinion and difference judging people, looking at people differently. It gives our students in our Catholic schools the opportunity to know that we are all one people under Christ. And so I thank Corinne, and I thank the people from St. Anthony's program.
Yeah, and it, as we said earlier, that not every diocese has a program like this mm-hmm. in their Catholic schools, and for the Diocese of Pittsburgh to offer this for our families throughout the southwestern Pennsylvania, it's just tremendous to be able to do that. So I really am grateful for that. Corinne McMillan, the Director of Special Education for St. Anthony, Michelle Perduto, our superintendent, thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
And we'll be back here on KDK Radio. This week in our Plus segment, we are featuring the Feast of the Holy Family, and on this New Year's Eve, we are focusing on the presentation in the temple in the Gospel of St. Luke. Our Blessed Mother and St. Joseph take their baby, their son Jesus, to the temple to be dedicated, and Simeon and Anna, who are temple watchers, they recognize that this Christ child is destined to do great things. He's very special, and it's through faith that Abraham and Sarah, in our first reading in the book of Genesis, giving birth to their son Isaac, and Joseph and Mary with their son Jesus, they're blessed. They're blessed with faith. And as we celebrate this Feast of the Holy Family, every family, of course, has their ups and downs, their twists, their turns, and their challenges. But as that wonderful saying says, a family that prays together, that they stay together to get through the good and through the difficult times. And as we come down to the final few hours of 2023, I want to publicly thank everyone for all of your support and love each and every week to listen to Catholic Education Plus, and for Sam and Judy Spanos and the Diocese of Pittsburgh for sponsoring this wonderful program here on KDK every other weekend. Thank you so much for a wonderful year, and looking forward to 2024. So happy New Year to everyone, and I'm Father Tom Burke. Join us in 2 weeks here on KDK Radio.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.